Hello and welcome to another review from Nerds Gaming Basement with Rufus and Roger, your weekly R&R.
Hello. In this week's episode, we will have a quick look at the recently released game Fallout New Vegas. And then a little look back with our classic games features. Right, Fallout New Vegas, follow-up of the 2008 Game of the Year Fallout 3. It's based in the same post-nuclear apocalyptic world. Previously, though, it was set in and around the Washington, D.C. area. In this latest edition, it's based in the Mojave States of America. Many things are the same in New Vegas. For example, the Pit Boys is still the menu for organising and equipping things you have salvaged in the wastes. And the VATS system is still available to use. This, of course, enables you to slow down time, and your Pit Boy gives a readout of probability of whether you can shoot or hit or blow up that particular body part. It's very gory because of the cinematic cameras that they've kept on from the last game. Even though some of the old stuff remains, twice as much new stuff has come in to New Vegas. Firstly, the storyline is a completely different tack. Your character doesn't come from a vault and gains his Pit Boy by other means. Those of you who have played Fallout 3 with all the vault stuff that goes on, you gain a Pit Boy when you're 10 and stuff, but that's for people who've played it. There's a lot less vault reference, however, throughout the game than the previous game, even though there are vaults around in the wastes because it was a whole worldly thing, the vault program. Also, New Vegas is set further in the future than Fallout 3. There has been significant advancement in civilization since the war. Factions play an important part in New Vegas, like the New California Republic is a big one and is the main one, and shows how much they've progressed in fuck me. Oh.
It's just the end of a sentence. Like, we can't find the word, and then just a long pause, and then fuck me.